You are in the midst of a Foreigner farewell tour with a stop here in Calgary on May 18th. Now, you've been with the band since I think it was 2008. So what's the experience been like knowing that you're wrapping things up here once the tour finishes?
It's definitely, you know, the word bittersweet comes to mind. Mm-hmm. It's been quite a run that we've had. Certainly been a huge highlight in my life to, you know, professionally and personally to be in this band for all this time. And, you know, we're going to be wrapping it up. And we're sad. You know, I've become real close with all the band members, and we've just developed such a great group of fans all over, you know, I mean, going back to the late 70s, of course, but, you know, with this incarnation band, it's have a lot of great fans that come back over and over again to shows, and we'll be sad not to connect with them anymore, and again as well with the guys in the band. But at the same time, on the other side, there'll be a lot more time for other things, and, you know, family and being at home more, which is something that a lot of us have missed and could use some more of. So yeah, it's two sides of the coin.
I want to talk a little bit about how you got your start in music, and maybe give us some, you know, glimpses into your solo career, which is fairly accomplished. I mean, you've released, I think it was three CDs, I understand?
Yes. It's been a sort of a long, not totally linear path. You know, it started with classical piano lessons when I was a kid, when I was 9, and then, you know, a lot of sort of the foundational technique things that you work on when you're doing classical piano as a kid, and then moving on from there, getting into pop and rock bands in high school, and then falling in love with jazz and studying jazz at Berklee College of Music in Boston and getting really into that. And, you know, as you said, sort of launched my own solo thing in the jazz world with a couple albums, as well as a singer-songwriter record that I did. And, you know, I lived in San Francisco. I was in the Bay Area for a lot of my 20s and early 30s. And then moved to L.A. at that point, and kind of the whole world of pop and rock touring opened up to me. And so that's sort of how I, you know, was moving to L.A. in 2003 that things started opening up for me more in the touring world. And that's how, you know, the Foreigner thing came about shortly after that in 2008. I got a chance to audition and been here ever since.
I want to take you now and talk a little bit about Mick Jones. Now, I mean, he's been there from the beginning. Does he ever share with you, you know, what some of those early days and even the heyday of this band through the 80s, you know, what it was like?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, Mick was somebody that had a career as a guitarist playing with other people, you know, going back to the 60s. He played with a French artist named Johnny Hallyday, kind of known as the French Elvis. Mick was living in Paris, you know, in the 50s and playing with Johnny Hallyday into the early 70s and some other French artists. And then he was involved in this band Spooky Tooth. And then, you know, he really wanted to make his own splash and do his own songs and succeed with his own project, and formed Foreigner in 76, 77. And, you know, a lot of the biggest songs actually were the late 70s, you know, I mean, obviously 80s too, but, you know, Cold as Ice and Feels Like the First Time, Long, Long Way from Home, Double Vision, Hit Themes, a lot of that stuff was late 70s. And, you know, he just had quite a run, you know, as a songwriter and producer. And getting to work with him, for me, has been amazing in that he's just such an icon as a writer and guitarist and producer too. So yeah, that's a little bit of a snapshot of his journey, and working with him has been fantastic because I feel like I've learned a lot as a musician and producer, and, you know, all like orchestrating songs and all the things that he does so well.
Talk to me a little bit about what your experience has been. I mean, you know, becoming a member of this band that has such a rich history, you know, what's it like to step into those big shoes?
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, it was, there was definitely a level of sort of nervousness at first. You know, you want to do it justice, and you know, so many of those keyboard parts are so iconic, and you know, you really want to deliver them. It's a balance between really paying tribute to what was already there, and then adding sort of your own voice where that's appropriate too, in some of the songs, you know, where there's a little more room to improvise and you know, kind of jam a little more. But for me, it's been amazing. You know, I mean, I have a real vivid memory of that first time playing Jukebox Hero, the light come backlight Arsenio Kelly, and just sort of having that surreal moment of, wow, I'm in this band now playing these songs, and it's pretty incredible. So yeah, it's definitely an honor and an amazing opportunity.
Well, and especially being the keyboardist, because, I mean, the keyboards are so iconic in a lot of those songs that, I mean, it must be amazing when you play the first note or two, and then the fans just kind of go bananas, don't they?
Yeah, it's true. I'm sure Cold as Ice is such an iconic piano part, right? Everybody knows that the second that starts, and, you know, then I Want to Know What Love Is, so some of the great synth parts, Head Games, of course, too. Jukebox Hero has so many great parts to it. So yeah, it's true. They are very Waiting for a Girl Like You is one of those amazing synth stuff, keyboard stuff. Actually, a lot of people don't know Thomas Dolby played a lot of the keyboards on that song. Urgent is another one that's got some great, really great keyboard stuff in it. It's really iconic stuff, and definitely, you know, there is that moment when you play certain riffs and you see the kind of the light go, you know, light up in people's eyes as they recognize what it is. It's pretty cool.
Put you on the spot here, but what's your favorite Foreigner song to play live?
I would say Long, Long Way From Home is really just, I've always loved that song. Okay. I love so many, but that one really has always really got me real excited.
Two questions to wrap this up, and you can answer them together if you like, but first one is this truly the end of the line for Foreigner, and what's the future hold for your post-Foreigner career?
Well, you know, we don't know for sure what's going to happen after this. I mean, the feeling is that we'll probably be some special events happening, you know, special shows, maybe festivals, some corporate events here and there. Yes, you know, we've been doing a Vegas residency for a while. So, you know, we're hoping that there'll still be a little bit of work with it and appearances so that we can all reconnect with each other in music and continue to deliver to the fans, you know, at least some of the time. You know, it won't be what we're doing now. I mean, we've been doing 90 to 100 shows a year, you know, since I've been in the band, and, you know, it's getting on 20 years that kind of pace has been happening. So it won't be like that. You know, it'll be considerably less. There are some occasional shows and residencies, and then also I love composing and producing and writing songs for a variety of applications. So I'm looking forward to continuing that stuff. Developing more and more and getting better at my craft and as a musician, and just it's a beautiful thing. It's a lifelong journey. You know, it's not like being an athlete when you get 40 or so, it's kind of hard to keep doing it. You know, most athletes have to retire by then or before then. You know, music is, as long as you're, you know, you don't have arthritis or carpal tunnel, and you're taking care of yourself, your body and your mind, you can play until the end, you know?
Well, and sounds like maybe some time with family would be nice for a change too, hey? You have a young family.
Absolutely. Yeah, that goes without saying for sure. This is our first child for me. And, you know, here I am at age 54. Wasn't sure it was ever going to happen, but it's pretty amazing to have an infant, 3-week-old newborn daughter here, and I'll get a lot more time to spend with her.
Well, first up, congratulations, and as a father of three, I hope you don't enjoy sleep a lot, but...
yeah, part of why. Yeah. I actually do. I do enjoy sleep a lot.
Yeah,
Definitely feeling the effects a little bit today. Oh.
Yeah, no,
amazingly, we have been getting some sleep here and there, you know, get a few hours here, and, you know, she's starting to sleep a little longer, you know, we're getting 3.5 or 4 hour stretches sometimes, which is nice, but it's, it's a wonderful thing.
It is.
We're really thrilled to have her. And, we'll sleep when we're dead.
Yeah, exactly. Well, somebody told me a very long time ago that having kids is the most rewarding and exhausting thing you'll ever do in your life. So,
people have been saying that to me, that same thing to me for years, and now I get it.
Yeah.
I think you have to do it to really get it.
You do. Yeah, you really do. Well, thanks, Michael. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us, and hopefully we'll see you down the line when you're in Calgary in May. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic. Great talking to you, too.